I've heard that the best amount to aim to grow by week after week is 4%.
Your permission
period.
Is led to raise your standards.
4% might not seem like a lot, but over
really
time,
hit the jackpot by most of the world's standards, even though most of you think it's still not enough. What's going to make things magnificent on your terms, not somebody else's terms?
But if you're on an awakening journey and you have recognized that those are there, you have taken the most crucial step to get out of that, which is to become aware that it's actually happening.
This is your last chance.
You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
And welcome to the Joygasmic Life Podcast. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found your way here and you're in for a treat, because here we are sharing the top tips, hacks, and tools that our community of conscious women mothers have found to really work to make a difference in how they parent and how they can keep their calm and cool even when their kids are driving them crazy. Each week, I interview guests who are bulletproof moms, badass women running their own businesses on the leading edge of consciousness, who are here to support people in getting the skills, knowledge, and tools they need to put into practice what it is to walk their talk and be conscious, spiritual women in the world. Our topics range from optimal nutrition to mindset hacks to tantra and everything in between. If there's a topic or an expert you'd like to see interviewed, drop me a line on my Facebook page, and I'm happy to see if we can arrange that. Remember, if you love the podcast, there's so much more on our website, bulletproofmoms.com, and we would so appreciate that you subscribe, share our podcast with your friends, and give us a 5-star rating on iTunes or wherever you're viewing this, as it helps us reach more people. Remember, if we talk too slow, you can always speed us up. I know I love to do that. And without further ado, here is our next guest.
Good morning and welcome. We're getting a little started a little bit late today. I've had some technical difficulties this morning. I'm so grateful. Doesn't matter to you guys, but just so you know, I hope you're having a wonderful day. Today we are welcoming Cherianne Day to come speak with us and to be a part of the New Earth Online and share with us a little bit about energy healing. Share with us about what exactly is energy healing, how do we utilize it, what is emotional healing, how do we find a space where we can transform ourselves and access that point of transformation through the support and the help of a practitioner. So she will be joining us here live shortly, and I'm super grateful to all of you who are here either live or watching the replay for being a part of this journey. And I hope that you have been enjoying these lives so far. I've been really enjoying creating them. And always remember that even if you're not watching live, that the loves and the hearts and the comments help us reach more and more people with this message of what is possible in terms of the awakening journey, what is possible in terms of creating and being new beings in the world. So I'm super grateful to have you guys here. Super grateful to see you, and I love you guys. So we've got, Sherry should be joining us shortly. Hi, Desi. Hi, Elena. Super good to see you here. Hi, Laurel, if you're still watching, that's great. Hi, Jennifer. Happy to see you guys here. I'm just gonna do a little like technicaling to check in and make sure that Sherry is joining us. And I just got a note that you guys are just going to come on an adventure with me. I've had so many, like, what's happening getting this started today. So you guys are just going to walk through the house with me. It's just going to happen. If anybody has questions about energy healing and what that looks like, now would be a good time to post those. And I will share them with Sherry once she gets online. Oh my gosh, what a crazy, crazy adventure getting this live started today. It was just wild. Oh, yeah. Do you guys ever have like days that just kind of feel like explosions, or you wake up and you're like, oh, it doesn't feel so good, and know you have things to do anyways? Well, that was my day today, and we should be done with the wander through the house. I got a charging cable We got you guys here and ready. We should be good. I'm gonna get Sherry on here and we'll go live soon. Oh my god, we are live. That's the best part. You understand the technical glitches. What's a good way to become in tune with your own energy? Wonderful. Great questions, guys, and I'm super excited to share those with you. I think we are now officially stable at the desk. I think we are good. I'm gonna put my water on the far side of the laptop just in case, because you know it's one of those days. And I'm glad for your understanding on technical glitches. It's kind of my job to take care of other people's technical glitches, so normally it's just fine, but there's a little added like pressure when you're living, because you know. So let's just do a little bit of calm, peaceful ohms. If you guys want to join in with me, I'd really love that. And Sherry should be joining us shortly. Okay. Hi-yay-yay. There she is. I love it. It takes me a certain amount of time to get settled, and then by the time I'm like, okay, I feel better and I'm settled now, here comes the live. Here comes the beautiful Sherry. So that's great. Maybe she can guide us through something. Something more peaceful. I'm so challenged today. Oh my gosh. Where's the little button that normally... Oh my gosh. I see that you're here. Oh la 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 la. What a beautiful... What is this? Your viewers. Yep. I'm sorry, guys. What an adventure today. Return. Where's the little button that normally says invite the lady on? Because she's great. And we're going to talk to her. I see that you're here. Sherry, can you check and see if there's a little button that says request to join? It should work. Usually there's a little button next to your face. No, you don't need to see my altar. That says requesting. I'm not sure what's going on. There we go. Invite friends to watch. No, you're already here. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Oh my gosh, and then I just closed my screen. Ay, 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 ay. Yes, you need to be on your phone, Sherry. I hope that you're on a phone. Somebody asked, what's a good way to connect with your own energy? I would say that if your own energy is anything like mine right now, you don't really want to connect with your own energy. You want to connect with something that's peaceful and calm. And there is a recognition that, you know, the eternal energy is our energy as well. But often when I think of our energy, I see. Okay. Yeah, so I so appreciate you guys that are here and just chilling with me. So when we are connecting with ourselves, when we're connecting with our energy, when we're connecting with something, you know, right now I feel pretty scattered. I had two technical hiccups before I got this last one on, and it's like, it still doesn't look like it's quite working. She's here. We'll get it sorted. It'll happen. But, you know, the mind is in this kind of frantic place, and what we can do to help bring that into a more calm and centered space is to connect to something, to connect to a moment that isn't this moment, connect to an experience that isn't necessarily this experience, and find the peacefulness within that. So, you know, if life is throwing you curveballs, is throwing you moments that are challenging, you can be more peaceful, be more settled, be more grounded within your body. So there's a turning within the body, and maybe we noticed that the, thanks Sherry, maybe we noticed, there we go, a little out of whack, a little out of sorts, and then we can bring the breath and bring the peacefulness to that body. Or I often, if I'm like super, 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 super out of balance, I will go to my happy place. So it's an imaginary place where everything's beautiful and wonderful, and find groundedness there. Oh my gosh. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for your patience today, everybody
Yes,
and
thank
Sherry.
you.
Great. We're both here now. It's so good.
Yes, I'm
Thank
so
you.
sorry. I'm a little technologically challenged as well.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. We got it sorted. We're here. We're here together. I don't have to move anymore. I got all the charging, all the stuffs, and it's like I find that sometimes there are technical challenges, and part of the time it's my job to solve other people's technical challenges, and it's like the way to solve it is to just not give up. It's just to keep going. And
Right.
there's a really great metaphor there for healing journeys too. I know a lot of people are like, ah, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing else I can do. I've tried all the Western medical things. I've tried all the things that my friend suggested, and it's still not working. And I think that's a great tie-in for talking about energy healing and emotional healing. So let's just do a little introduction. So Sherry and I met, I think, on the beach in Mexico many, many moons ago. We stayed together. You were a welcome sort of respite place from my normal life. I'd come out to La Cruz and stay with you guys in your shared house there, and really just have some really beautiful musical experiences, some really beautiful healing experiences. I always enjoyed being on the amethyst bed that you had there, and it's just this like warm, fuzzy sort of womb home space that was what connected us and brought us together. And when I was thinking about who to talk to and who to interview, you came to mind, and you said you wanted to, so we're super excited. For people who aren't super familiar with you, can you share a little bit about how you got started on this journey and about you? Yeah.
Thanks, Elena. Yeah.
Lost the dog. Get out of here. Arr, arr,
Got
last
monsters.
technical hiccup for today. My gosh. Okay.
Monsters.
Without further ado.
Was it? Well, someone sent me a talk from Richard Gordon, and I had always been sort of a spiritual child, having spiritual experiences. I had a really sort of rough beginning, and the spiritual experiences sort of helped keep me here on the planet and keep me sane. And when I received this talk, I got super excited about the potential that we could do with energy healing, because not only can we heal physical pain and emotional pain, we can also heal situations and environments. So I just got so excited about the possibilities and what could be done with that I started immediately learning how to do quantum touch, like 12 years or more ago.
Wow. Yeah, and I was putting some of your pieces up on the shop this morning and reading some of the testimonials that people have sent, and there's just this experience of like I have been transformed by this moment. And you were there right in that sort of first journey when I first started discovering energy healing, that was a thing, that people explored this. And so can you help me understand, like, it's always been something that's been fascinating to me, but I don't know if I necessarily grasp it in the same way that you do. So can you help me and the people watching understand a little bit more about that?
Well, most people know that everything is energy, so everything has a vibration. And I think it's Deepak Chopra who said that everything first heals on the quantum level, which is the energetic level. And quantum also means numbers. So the more, the larger the numbers, the larger the mass facing in a specific direction is what's going to get us our goals. So what I liked mostly about quantum touch was that it was based on metaphysics and science. And it's not that I'm not spiritual. I just realized that everyone has their own form of spirituality. And so I loved that quantum touch was based on metaphysics, because the science part of it's great, but then you can add in your own personal spirituality if you like to it. But you didn't have to be of any particular affiliation. There's no hierarchy. And so I really love that aspect about it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I can give a little bit more description on how it works. So in quantum touch, we use body awareness and breathing techniques, which helps us to raise our vibration. And so even though we call ourselves healers, we're not technically the healer. The person receiving the energy is really the healer. We are all healers. What makes the difference between a healer and a good healer is the rate of speed which we heal. So, so if I'm, you know, have a, say a sprained ankle, I don't necessarily want to be hobbling around for 2 weeks. Maybe I could heal that in say 20 to 40 minutes if I sit right down and focus the energy immediately before the muscle memory sets in.
Right.
So, we're just holding that vibrational space for people to do their own healing.
I remember hearing a story in a book many, many moons ago called Mutant Message Down Under. And it's this wonderful story about a woman who travels through Australia with an indigenous tribe. And she sort of like slowly throughout the course of the book learns about their ways. And there's a moment where one of the other members of the tribe like falls over a cliff and shatters a bone, and it's out of his body, and the whole tribe just gathers around him and hums and sings and holds him, and they massage it till all the bones are back in place. And then within about an hour, like, his arm is totally healed again, and she goes, "What the heck just happened?" And they were like, "Oh, well, he volunteered to be injured so that you could really see and understand what's possible." It was like, whoa. And when I read that, like, something inside of me stirred, and something, I felt something that was really like true about that moment. And at the same time, it seemed beyond my personal capacity, beyond the culture I'd been raised in, right?
Yeah.
And so it's been really wonderful to continue to meet people like you and many of the other healers that I've encountered, who continue to say, like, yes, that's possible. Yes, it's available. Like, these injuries and traumas, if we were to give them the attention and healing and support energetically, the limp for the next 6 weeks or whatever it might be.
Exactly. Yeah. And one of the things that Richard likes to say is there's no limits to the work except those that we put upon it ourselves. Really, it's our own imagination that limits what can and can't be done. So we do really need to be open-minded and an open vessel, if you will, for the energy to flow and not put any preconceived notions on it. I heard another story very similar to that one in a yogic book where, you know, this master was like trudging through the forest, and they were looking for some murderer, and the police jumped out and like macheted off his arm accidentally. And he said, "I'm not who you're looking for," but he grabbed his arm and sat down and he put it back in there, and someone came and asked him, you know, if he was okay, and he said, I'll be fine in 3 days, the mother will heal me." And you know, in some schools of thought, the mother is the Shakti, the feminine essence of the energy.
Yeah, and that movement, it's like, you know, if we think about the masculine being more straight, structured, and linear, the feminine being more all possibility, all creation, more like that quantum sort of experience, then yeah, of course, like, there is a reality where that arm was never severed, or where it returns and
oh no, you froze.
Challenges anymore, right? And yeah, yes. And those are sort of extreme examples. Can you give us a more common example of something that you've seen in your practice?
Well, a more common example, but also fairly severe, and I had wished I'd taken pictures of it, was early on when I first started quantum touch. I ended up with like a fourth degree burn. I had touched a hot piece of metal right here on my thumb, and as you can see, there's no scar.
Yeah, like one of these, right?
Yeah.
It's like the edge of a pan.
Right. So, and it was like all like red hot. I touched it, sizzled, you know, let go. And I still had, it was charging a car and it was on wrong. So I still had to take the car to the mechanic. So I got a piece of ice, and as I'm driving, I'm trying to think how to give myself quantum touch with one hand while I'm driving with another and a piece of ice. So I realized that every time I put my hand near my other hand trying to drive, that the heat from this hand just actually aggravated the burn because it was already very, very hot.
Yeah.
And I started running the energy, and on the out breath, I just started blowing.
Hmm.
So I did like 20 minutes of just running the energy and blowing the cool air on my hand with some ice. Then, so it was about a half an hour drive. And when I got there, I exchanged out, got one more piece of ice and continued. And the pain had gone away. And so, yeah, another 20 minutes there. And then 20 more minutes after that, after all the mechanic stuff was done later in the evening, and it had gone like dark brown, and it was all like hard and crusted. And the next day it started to flake off. No scar, no pain. And
wow.
And it was just amazing. One little
poof, and it went straight back to
the blister, kind of came up and then went back down, and that was it. It went away.
Wow.
So yeah. That was kind of an extreme-ish thing, but we've helped heal broken bones. Myself, I've had some helpers sometimes, and take away pain very quickly. And it really depends, you know, because I'm not the healer. I can't guarantee that someone's actually going to receive the energy. People actually have to want it, and they have to be open to receiving it. And there's ways to be open, and ways to be not open.
Yeah. I'd love to dive into that a little bit right now. If you want to speak about some of the mindsets that allow people to really be served in good ways by healers.
Right. So if you are wanting healing, and generally most people do want to be better, whatever the issue is, we don't always want to be stuck, but we have to look at our own programming, our thinking, and our emotions, because if we're stuck in blame, shame, anger, guilt, or fear, those things can really block or impede the rate of speed that we can actually get the healing to occur.
Right.
So I mean, one of the techniques, it's so silly and simple in quantum touch, we call what do you love most? The what you love most technique. So it helps you get into this heart space to bring to your mind, you know, the grandbabies, the kittens, and the puppies, and all the lovely things that make your heart expand. And then we go into that space and send that energy.
Yeah, and that's bringing, like, I've studied heart math sort of to understand that concept. And it's like the coherence of the heart, the happy, joyful space, sort of like that pure, that pure energy that we have the capacity to touch into, and then bringing that energy consciously to whatever is in wounding and needing of healing. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's super important, because people don't really understand the electromagnetism of our heart and how powerful it is, right?
So powerful. Yeah. Now, somebody had suggested bringing in Kundalini energy and speaking about that as well. And I know that some of the work that you do is around like more sensual, energetic, around like helping couples reconnect or helping people bring in the love that they want. How is that heart-based energy related to Kundalini or to other energies? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, I think it needs to be connected to all the energies that we're working with in order to have a higher expression. Otherwise, we get into these base type expressions. So the work of quantum touch kind of opened my mind into different possibilities in helping people through relationships, through having safe, healthy touch. And also, sorry, I got to plug in. I was charged before we started.
Oh, it's okay. I did exactly the same thing before you even hopped on. I was like, oh my gosh, so many technical things today.
Technical things, yes. So let's see if we can get a good spot. All right, so with that, I decided to create a project called Make Love for Peace. And through that project, that's where I started the Sacred Touch Snuggle Parties and helping people with healthy relationships, boundaries, and you know, just the different things that can keep us healthy in relationships. So, I'm more focusing on how we can use the energy to raise the vibration within ourselves, and then use that Kundalini energy to bring up the desired result and release it actually at the time of orgasm. So in some cultures, they would call this sex magic and or tantra. And the way I see it is we can be of great service to ourselves and affect healing for not just ourselves, but also our community and our world at large. And that's how I started the Make Love for Peace project.
So it's this place of like personal energy and holding like personal energy fully connected within the body, and then like holding intention for collective world peace, collective harmony,
that's correct. And I kind of joke around and say, you know, it's time for us all to come together, you know, to make love. And basically donate orgasms to peace. So if you're a rainbow warrior or, you know, a white witch, and you're not donating your orgasms to peace, you're not doing your job.
There's still a lot
more work to be done here.
I love it. That's great. And you have an International Make Love for Peace Day that's coming up in July, right?
Yes. I think we're going to talk a little bit more about it maybe just before the event, but yes, every year on the day out of time, which is the day before the Mayan New Year. And I chose that date because it was based on the lunar cycles of the feminine, which is more of a natural time flow. And also many other groups all over the world are also gathering, not exactly the same way, to donate orgasms to peace, but they're meditating for peace and they're doing all kinds of things on that specific date. So we'd be adding our energy. And the way I see it is, I mean, orgasms can create life, you know, so if we infuse that when merging with consciousness and in unity with this vision of a new world that works for everybody, you know, however that feels and looks to you, where everybody is equal and everyone is served and we're all worthy and we all deserve to, you know, have safe places to live.
Yeah, there's so much that we can hold space for in that way, and it's one thing to say that's what you want, and it's another thing to donate your orgasms to that place.
Well, and there's a lot of physical things that we can be doing in our political arena. I mean, it's not just that everything is done energetically. We need to have, you know, the threefold, you know, mental, emotional, and physical in play to actually get things done, but sometimes the imagination is enough of an action.
You mentioned emotional there, and that was one of the things we wanted to touch on today. So I'm curious, like emotional healing, we've talked a little bit about energy healing and what that can create. What do you see people really needing in terms of emotional healing?
Well, I see them needing to bring their energy back into themselves. I see us needing to know that we are worthy and deserving. We have been taught to think and speak in the negative and to give our power away pretty much our whole lives. So it's a bit of a challenge sometimes, but it just takes some gentle and constant practice and reminding to focus on what we do want rather than what we don't want. So it's very important, and it's a simple thing, but if we don't do it, we never get what we want.
I remember the process of taking the word but out of my vocabulary. Oh, I really want to do this, but I can't. oh, I really want to do this, but this old story, whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. And it was, like you said, this slow and gentle process of noticing I used the word and then going cancel, 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 choosing a different word, choosing a different statement, and then restating that once, maybe twice, maybe three times in that particular moment. Right. And just sharing that new frequency with myself, be like, whatever I might have just said, that's not as true as this, like, this is what I actually want. And that was an amazing practice for me to start doing, because at that time it was the only thing, like, it was one of the very few things, it was one of the first starting places of starting to modify how I felt about myself, how I was thinking about myself, how I was thinking about capacity in the world. And I still see that practice in my life, where when I say something, and then I hear it, like, I hear it after I've said it, right? It's like I say something sort of automatic, and it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I did not mean to say that. I did not mean to say that we can't do X, Y, Z. I meant to say that I feel a little nervous about it. I feel a little, like, hesitant. Maybe it's not possible. I, you know, it's more accurate. Not can't. I'm not making a broad statement. Can't do this. Mm-hmm. Just actually owning what's happening. I feel a little unsettled around actually aligning with that. Okay, well, then in that moment, you know, if you've got people, places, time around you where you could just pause for a second, say, okay, so what would I feel, you know, and take yourself through that emotional journey. Start from can't, won't, couldn't, shouldn't, don't deserve, not possible, blah, like, no way in heck it's happening, and move to, like, okay, well, but it would feel pretty nice if it did happen. Okay, well, it would feel, like, really good when it happens. Oh, it would feel, it's going to feel amazing as it happens. Actually, I just feel so good in my body right now. I don't even know if I care if it happens or not, because I just feel so happy and peaceful in the moment, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, from there, like, let's amplify that and just, like, power and really connect into that quantum reality where whatever it is that we want is happening already, and align our lives with that, right? Even just this morning, there was a woman that messaged looking for support, and I was like, you need to find a future memory, darling. Like, shit is hard right now. You gotta know where you're going, and you gotta plant the flag in the future and say, I'm going there. That's what's happening. I'm going right there, and I'm gonna be there, and moving towards that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a few courses where I actually do help people learn how to rephrase their thinking and their speaking, and to start to learn how to speak in the positive present tense. It's kind of like, if you think the universe is a magic genie and everything you say, it says yes. So every time you give it a but, it says yes to the buts too. It says yes to the positive, it says yes to the but. So, And another thing I found when dealing with ourselves, but also if you have someone who always constantly speaks in the negative and is complaining a lot, one way to help them learn that that's not acceptable or you're not taking it anymore is to say, oh, is that what you want? Every time they say a negative statement. Oh, or yourself. Oh, is that what I want? No. This is what I want. And then you rephrase it, right?
yeah it's oh I caught myself. Oh no, we're not, you know, that's not what I want.
And it's not that
right now.
You don't want to beat ourselves up over it, because we have to remember we've been trained this way our whole lives. So it's just a gentle noticing and practicing and reframing.
Yeah, and not only trained to think negatively, think that things aren't possible, but also trained to trust that, like, to, you know, through a breadth of experience, most people's first 10, you know, from 10 to 18, something like that. This is like an extensive training program that most people have gone through called school, which I have lots of thoughts about. We won't talk about today so much. Yeah.
You know, because our brain's like a computer. So that impressionable age from birth to 7, not only school, but the parents before that, we call that the formatting year. So we take on all the programs and the things that other people tell us, and we have to sort of unlearn them all to come back to, we are whole, we are worthy, we are complete.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. What?
Sorry?
I said we covered a lot.
We did. Yeah. I'm still curious about energy healing. You know, I've studied sort of like in brief quantum mechanics, understanding this idea of the field and that, you know, think like sort of from the electron standpoint, I remember learning that in school of like, it's not actually in a fixed orbit like we were taught. It's actually in a field of possibility. Does that impact and touch on what quantum healing like entails? Is that part of the thought around it, or is it something different?
I think that, yeah, that it's very similar to that, and that, you know, thoughts are things, and our imagination has energy to it. So a lot of people might have heard of Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's an epigeneticist, and he sort of explains how the thoughts create feelings, and the feelings create chemicals, which do different things in our body, positive or negative, depending on the thoughts and feelings we have. So it's kind of like that. And then the imagination, I think it was Einstein who said it was like, it's the greatest gift, because everything that we image in our imagination starts there before it becomes physical. You know, so what we can imagine and then give this high vibration of love to, so our love has impact, can help manifest this into the world. And also when two or more are gathered, which is, you know, great for joint healing, because usually I try to get my client to also think and feel this desired outcome. So sometimes I bypass like trying to fix stuff, and I go to seeing the end result, to seeing them happy, to seeing them healed, and to generate feelings of what it would be like to be happy and healed. And I've actually done some pretty cool things outside of healing. Like my daughter and I won the hugest snakes, stuffed animals that you could imagine, by thinking and feeling. And this is like the hardest game at the park. So if you get one ring on, you win. We won twice on one bucket.
Wow.
By doing that, seeing and feeling and then playing.
And then playing, right? Because a lot of people do the seeing and feeling, and then they very seriously action in the world.
Well, we just had to throw our rings.
Just play, right?
Just play.
Yep. So much more play. Yeah. Yeah. And that playfulness is so important in it too. I think that's one of the things that gets shut down, the willingness to be in play. You know, action needs to be serious. You know, these are the things we've learned. Action needs to be serious. It needs to be focused. It needs to be directed. It needs to be not scattered. It needs to be, you know, towards a specific goal. No variation, no, right? All of these things. And then when we touch back into playfulness, it's just like, ooh, what could happen, right? It's this curiosity, it's this possibility, it's variety of things and a variety of possibilities, like what happens from there. That's a really powerful place to create from. To feel that. Yeah.
And you know, in the Bible, I'm not very religious, but there is, you know, when you come as little children, when you come as innocent, wondering, and playful, you know, with your imagination, pretend, make believe, all these things that we did as a kid, and we may have been chastised for them, these are our greatest gifts. We need to learn how to use them better.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, beautiful goosebumps on that one. Thank you. Wonderful. I feel so blessed to be here with you today. My heart feels so warm.
Yeah, I miss you. I miss spending time with you. It was fun when we had our times in Mexico.
Yeah. That's a great example of feeling and thinking your way into a situation. I remember there was 1 year when I was planning on coming down to Mexico, wasn't sure if it was going to happen or not. and just continued to hold on to that space of it's happening, I'm going, and then visualizing myself and like being in that beach space. And I remember when I arrived in Sayulita, there was this, I walked on the beach and I was like, this is actually not very different than what I had seen in my mind. This is like I was here, right? This sense of having projected myself into that space, to have felt that space and felt that connection, and realized like actually it was maybe even the feeling of it was maybe even a little bit better when I was there in my mind than in the in-person reality, coming back a couple of years later. But there's this place of how real the sensations can be in our imagination.
It's true.
How real that experience can be. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's again, it's practice and it's play. Just,
yeah.
You know, rinse, wash, repeat, they say.
Yeah, just keep going, just keep trying. And there's that experience
of... practice meditation, the more we practice body awareness and breathing techniques, the more we practice visualization, the better we'll get at them.
Yeah.
And it kind of builds upon, you know?
Yeah, each of those three things that you just mentioned, they all interplay. And when you get them really aligned, it's like, oh, now we've got this bridge between, you know, our existing reality and where we want to be. And we can just like keep using those practices to move from wherever we are now to wherever we want to be. And then wherever we want to be becomes where we are now. And then we get to like move towards a new higher vision for ourselves, a new higher experience.
Got my magic shirt on. Just make your magic. Sure.
Make your magic. I love it. That's great. Yeah, we've got to make our magic.
Mm-hmm.
Make our magic happen.
You
have. Yeah.
Well, it's lovely connecting with you.
Yeah, it's been super wonderful. And we're coming back on, I think, second, third week in July, just before that, the 25th. Of July, which is the Make Love for Peace Day. So we'll get a chance to talk more about that specifically and how people can join in.
Yeah.
And if people want to find out more about your work, I've linked to your upcoming book, if maybe you want to talk about that a little bit, as well as you've got quantum healing distance sessions, because most people that are watching this probably aren't in Mexico. Sorry?
Or in Toronto, where I am now.
Or in Toronto, where you are now, right? Because it's summer.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So if you are in Toronto, I suppose you could connect with you in person. But you do a lot of work digitally and remotely with people. And so that's really wonderful as well. And the links for that are in the comments and description of the live today.
Yeah, that's amazing. And... I'm really at the end of the book. I just have a few things I need to get over myself with that. I'm in chapter 9, and you know, sometimes we beat ourselves up for not getting things done when we think we should, but sometimes we see later that there's other pieces that needed to be learned or experienced before, you know, the completion. So I really feel that's coming to a fruition, and I'm hoping to actually have it out before Make Love for Peace Day, because I'm really close.
That's so exciting. Yeah. You know, I've got an in-progress book, and it's probably about 5 years behind when I thought it was going to be published at this point. And
yeah.
That's okay.
I can definitely relate.
And it's part of the experience, you know, mixed in with that concept of being playful. When you're being playful, there is no right timing. There is no, it needs to happen. Yeah. It needed to happen X, Y, Z ago. And I'm bad because of, like, there's no room for that.
Doesn't help, you know?
No, and it doesn't help. All of that just adds, like, you know, sort of like edges us up on the floor, crumpled. And you were speaking earlier in the live about those like shame, guilt, fear, anger, all of those emotions. Well, guilt, I didn't do it in time, I haven't done it yet, is one of those emotions that really stops people from succeeding in their businesses as much. Yeah.
Correct. Because then it puts us in the we're not good enough space.
Yeah. Yeah, which is hard to create from. It's hard to create from that space. Well, it's easy to create more experiences that support it, but it's hard to can be hard to shift out of it when you stay in that. And if you can see it and be in it and be like, oh, I'm stuck in this experience, that in itself is a like, bing, oh, I can see it, right? A lot of people walk through their lives not even being able to see how self-critical they are. They just do it because they're so on autopilot, right?
Yeah.
So when people have the capacity to see that they're being self-critical, that's like pause, cancel. What do I want to say instead? How do I want to talk to myself? How do I, you know, and it doesn't matter if you're in front of other people at a thing, right? Like you can do it in your head if you need to. If you can do it out loud, even better. And just those slow, that slow, gentle process that you spoke about recreating how we talk to ourselves and how we show up.
I'm on my path and all is in divine right timing.
Yeah. And everything's happening for me. Mm-hmm. Everything's happening for me in the moment. Beautiful. Well, I think that's a great place to bring this to a close. I love to do three ohms with everybody at the end. Anybody who's still watching or if people are watching on the replay and yourself and myself here. So I invite us to do that now. Take a deep breath in. Beautiful. Namaste.
Beautiful hearts.
Yeah. I love you. I love everybody who's here and watching. Thank you everybody for being a part of our world. And if you've been inspired or felt a resonance with Sherri-Ann today, please make a point of connecting with her. Find out how she can help serve you on the next phase of your evolutionary journey. And we'll see you guys next Thursday. We're going on and on. There's so much good stuff coming, and we're looking forward to having you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks. Peace out.
Beautiful. Bye, guys.
I do this in the past, and it's been unsuccessful, or I've given up. And I felt like I could never change. I can completely change.
Follow your breath, and you contract those intrinsic muscles. As you follow your breath, and you bring that breath all the way up to that pineal gland.
One of the most valuable concepts that I personally learned is that in order to reach the level of success, self-confidence, and prosperity that you want, you have to bring life. Yes, brainwash yourself. See, either way it goes, you're going to be brainwashed. But the question is, who's doing the brainwashing?
Hey guys, thank you so much for being on that journey with me. It's been a work of love to create such a journey, and I invite you to come and be part of the tribe, come be part of the experience, and get your full access pass so that you can see all of the things that are being created, experience all of the things that are being created. This is literally just a demo and just a toe in the ice of what is available in terms of audio and content that is highly programmable into your subconscious in your highest possibility. And so I thoroughly encourage you, if you are into personal development, if you watch this thing all the way to the end, there's clearly something here for you, and I want to have you as part of the tribe. So I love you. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll see you on the other side in the tribe.
Sugar addiction and addiction in general, and she filled me with this beautiful knowledge and power that I always knew was inside me, but just needed, I think, a little bit of coaxing to come out. I can actually tell that there's been a big shift, and it's not just superficial. It's on a fundamental level. My thought processes are different, and that's such a beautiful gift, because I've been working really hard to get rid of this sugar addiction, as I'm sure a lot of people are. And you know, I lost a ton of weight, and then I hit that plateau, and there's that one thing that's super hard to beat. And thanks to Elena, I think I definitely have it. This time I'll beat the addiction to sugar.
I'm on a big mission to end family trauma in this generation, And so I'm working with conscious moms to create a powerful change where we can become bulletproof, where we have no triggers, where our children cannot touch us, no matter what they throw at us, so that we can be the kind of moms that we needed and the kind of moms that we want to be for this new generation, so that we can end rape, we can end trauma, we can end neglect, we can end sexual shame, we can end consumerism, we can end screen addiction, we can end all of these things by how we choose to parent and how we show up in the world. So I invite you to be here on this journey with me, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the other side. So get your name and email in that box and join me on this journey. It's going to be an incredible 7 days where you are guided every day to understand how to create better habits, how to not give up, and how to implement the 60-second hack to rewire your brain so that you know that no matter what's happening, you'll come back to a loving place fast. Love you. I'll see you on the other side.
Present moment and your future, but also your perceptions of your past, so that you look at your past and your life and you already see all of the places where you have integrated this change and had been previously unaware of it. Thank you so much for being here today with me, and you've done great work today, not only for yourself but for our collective consciousness. I'll see you here tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.